Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. This is episode 127. And I will start with the podcast by saying thank you. So thank you to all the listeners. This podcast wouldn't be where it is today without you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It also wouldn't be where it is without my beautiful co-host. And this is a special episode. Special for a number of reasons. I'll talk about the title and the kind of the objective of the podcast in a little while, but I did want to introduce my beautiful co-host, who this podcast won't be where it is without her. So introducing the amazing, the stunning, the healer extraordinaire, and now published author, Stacey Brown. And Stace happens to be in the UK. She landed a few hours ago. So she's literally landed from the US. She's going to spend a couple of days here. So yes, we're actually recording this episode in person. So Stace, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me here. I love being in this space. My name is Stacey. I'm an intuitive, and I do readings for people from around the world. I'm also an Akashic Record reader. I have loved doing this podcast. I am a spiritual mentor and coach, and a recently published author. My book, Journey to Soul Center, Discovering the Gift of Surrender, is available on Amazon and Audible. I'm looking forward to today.
Thank you, Stace. And just say to everyone, I hope the volume's good because we're in the same location. Stace's sitting opposite me. And yeah, today's episode is really in honor of Sidra Jeffrey. Sidra, if you haven't heard this podcast before, was my mentor, my guide. She left this realm in March 2020, and this week on the 20th is the anniversary of her leaving this realm. So we wanted to record a podcast in her honor. Just if you haven't heard it earlier, but this podcast called Spiritual Journey, I started it with her guidance. And I called it Spiritual Journey. It has the same initials as her. So her name is Sidra Jeffrey. So she's had a big part in it. And even though the podcast started after she left this realm, she's now one of my guides. And we'll talk about it through this episode, but she's now one of my guides. And she's the one that pushed me to learn how to read Akashic Records, which is such a big part of my life, part of our lives now. But she's also the one through the records that says that my voice is my gift and I need to use it. So this podcast and everything it's achieved in a large part is also down to Sidra. So we wanted to do something in her honor. So this week's episode is all about how spiritual guides and mentors shape our path. And, you know, she was my mentor, my guide, my friend as a human. She's now one of my spiritual guides, which is why we picked this topic. And, you know, if I talk a bit about both, so spiritual guides are guides on the other realm that our soul has picked to guide us in this lifetime. And some of them may have been on the human realm. So like Sidra, I know my dad's one of my guides too. So I have a couple of guides that I know have been human. But in many instances, our guides could be all sorts. They could be angelic. They could be high-level beings. They could be from any realm. And, you know, this, but they're here to support us. Our soul picked them to guide us through this lifetime. So they're here to guide us and they're here to help us unconditionally. They do love us unconditionally. They do like to push us in their own unique way. The other thing to mention about guides is they've not all had a human experience. So really sometimes we put our guides on a pedestal, or, you know, we think they should know everything. It's a partnership. So you've got to also talk to your guides and ask them, you know, let them know how you need to be communicated. If you're not hearing things clearly, then you can ask them to speak louder. If there's too much information coming to you, you can ask them to speak slower. It's a partnership. But our guides do push us and nudge us in different ways. I'm sure there's some people listening say, well, I'm not sure I've got guides. We all have guides, and it does require, it's like building a muscle. It does require time in silence, in kind of having a strong self-care routine so you can quieten your mind and listen to your heart and soul. And as you build your connection to your heart and soul, that's when you can start to hear your guides even clearer. So you do have to meet them halfway. So you do need that strong self-care routine to really kind of be in that space to receive and build that muscle. We all have them. We all get nudges. And I really do believe we're receiving more messages now than we ever before. And as far as mentors go, I said Siddha has been a big part of my life. Even on when she was here as a human, I wouldn't be here today as the healer I am without her guidance, her support. And I met Siddha at a time when I knew that I was on a spiritual journey. I kind of knew that everything I needed, all my answers were inside me. So I wasn't looking for anyone to fix me, but I was looking for somebody who could hold my space, who could guide me, who could kind of see things inside me that I couldn't see, and could push me in a way that no one else could push me. And Sidra performed that role. And I always thought she was going to be here. We were going to be doing lots of things together, lots of events. I had the pleasure of, attending her soul spas as a as an attendee, but also to support in many instances all over the world in Hawaii, Mexico, UK, India, Spain. And she only passed away at 38 years old. So I really questioned life when she left this realm. And I still miss her. It's been 4 years. But I do know that she's watching over me and supporting me. So I guess I want to start this episode by saying thank you to her. Thank you for her guidance. Thank you for her support. And thank you for watching over me. And I know that Stace has certainly energetically met her. I really do believe that the partnership I had with Stace was guided in many ways by Sidra. I really do feel that the people I work with, Sidra has some kind of play in as a guide. So, but yeah, Stace, I'd love to hear your perspective on this topic in terms of, how spiritual guides and mentors have shaped your path on your journey.
I don't know that I would be here without those people who have come into my life and brought me along on the journey. And I think back to the amount of time that I spent in pain because of religious indoctrination. And for a long period of time, probably a decade, I saw religion and spirituality kind of melded together, and I couldn't separate the two. And I think that in the season where I finally decided to open up somewhat to the idea of there being something more, I had a woman come into my life who very directly said to me, you don't have to feel this way. You don't have to feel this resistance and this frustration in this area. And I was like, what is she talking about? And she was like, why don't you work with me and let's see if we can navigate through this. And through a series of interactions with her as my mentor and my guide, she brought me through the journey of understanding and processing what I had been through and what I needed, which was connection. And I still think about her often and how pivotal she was in me like transitioning into seeing things in a different way. And it makes me think of how Sidra, though I didn't get to meet her in human form, I believe guided us to this place. And I remember planning my trip here for the second time that I was going to come and stay for a month. And I believe it was guided by her. And I remember looking at some of her work and feeling this deep connection. And it's powerful because it just goes to show that there are ways that someone who is a mentor in human form can cross over and continue to be a mentor and a guide on the other. the other side. And though, like I said, I didn't get to meet her here on this side, I feel like she has brought another layer of healing into my life and more awareness of who I am and why I'm here. And I don't think that we would be sitting here without her.
Yeah, I mean, it's very true. And the reason why, I mean, I can make this whole episode about Sidra, and she's had such a big impact on our lives. But I also feel part of this conversation is also to open our listener up to, you know, if you've had a loved one and you want to connect with them, they may be one of your guides. But they may also they may be watching over you. I'm a big believer that, you know, when somebody leaves this realm, a fragment of their soul can stay behind to watch over you. And for example, I mean, I feel like mom watches over me all the time, but she's not one of my guides. Whereas my dad, I do feel is one of my guides. But the difference and the interesting thing about my dad being a guide is when he left this realm, by the way, it's been nearly 30 years, I couldn't feel his energy. And even as I went on the spiritual journey and I got more connected with my guides, I still couldn't feel his energy. And it was actually part of it was working with Stacy, and she kind of told me what she saw with my dad's energy, realizing that when people leave this realm, their energy and their vibration can feel different. So as you go on the journey of connecting with your guides, and if you're wondering if some of them are human and if you've lost loved ones, are they there? Be open to their energy and their vibration feeling different. Because bear in mind, when you're on this human realm, you have a lot of emotion, you have a lot of things that you carry. And when you go on and you become a guide on the other side, you're not carrying that pain because you're a spiritual, you know, you're a spiritual being, which means in many ways you've left that humanness behind. But it doesn't mean their love for you is any less. It doesn't mean that they're not watching over you. It means that be open to feeling that energy and the vibration differently. It was weird when Sidra passed away. Obviously, I was sad. I you know, humanly, I miss her. But there was a real deep knowingness that she was exactly where she's meant to be. And yeah, I could hear her voice quite quickly, and she's the one that guided me to learn how to read Akashic Records. And honestly, I only learned how to read Akashic Records because I wanted to understand my relationship with her, my soul contract with her. But it started me on this magical journey. So it started me on this magical journey. I wouldn't be here where I am today without the records and without Sidra's guidance. And the reason I'm telling you this is really to be aware of the nudges, to be aware of the messages you're receiving, and take time to connect with your guides and the vibrations around you. And just, you could do it now. Just close your eyes and just take a deep breath in and just feel what the energy is around you, and just be open to feeling that and being open to feeling different. And if I connect to the current energy around, it is intense, right? I mean, I've been talking about all year that how intense the energy is. And, you know, we kind of astrologically entering into a period where we're in eclipse season. We've just gone into spring. So spring equinox has just happened. And, you know, it's just Mercury retrograde, whatever you want to call it. But energetically, it is an intense period. But I feel like it's an intense period where we've been pushed to truly become a higher version of ourselves, to truly kind of embrace what our gifts are. And our guides play such a big, important piece of that. So I encourage you all, take time to spend time in nature and just feel what you feel around you. Just build that muscle. You know, you can just get used to energies and the vibrations. Sometimes they give you names and sometimes they don't. And, you know, if you feel like a loved one is around you, then talk to that loved one. Just, you know, maybe you might feel stupid, maybe you don't, but just trust in whatever's coming through, because I really believe we're all at some level empathic. I also believe that we all have guides that are trying to communicate with us. And the journey of connecting with our guides is a student's journey. It's being open to a different way of being. So if you take anything from this episode, I really hope you take time to feel the energy and the vibration around you to truly feel how blessed you are. It's been 4 years for Sidra, and actually, it has been a roller coaster, but it's like when I look at the moments, I mean, I met Stacey on Clubhouse, right? There's this like a this is how kind of how soul contracts work. It's Clubhouse at the time. It's a social media app where it's an audio only app, and you have conversations, you have rooms, and you have it's different topics you can talk about. And I found Clubhouse when it was locked down. Sidra had left this realm, and I'd had a space in my life, and Clubhouse filled it, and that's where I met Stacey. And I really do feel that if you're open to it, the universe will send you the people to hold your space and guide you. The universe can't stop you having a human experience, but it can hold your space while you're going through whatever you're going through if you're open to it. Me and Stacey have an amazing mentorship program. We just actually had a client call before recording this, and it's just beautiful how, as we guide our clients through whatever they're going through, we can provide that space, that safe space to allow people to process. We can't stop people feeling the pain, but we can guide them to understand how how whatever you're going through is part of your soul journey, how you can process it in a way that you don't have to sit in that pain. There isn't a magic formula, so you need to go through what you're meant to go through. But again, if you ask the universe, I really do believe the universe can send you people to hold your space and guide you. And if mine and Stacey's voice resonates, and if we can help, then reach out, book a free discovery call. We might be able to help. I found Sidra at a time where I was on a spiritual journey, and I was looking for guidance. And interestingly enough, it was my fiance at the time, and we didn't end up getting married, but she's the one that guided me to Sidra, right? She's the one that went to one of Sidra's events very early when Sidra was starting doing spiritual events. And she's like, "You have to meet Sidra." She just knew that I was supposed to meet her. And sure, I met Sidra, and she became a mentor that I was paying for. But that started me on a journey of really having a soul contract with Sidra to guide me along this journey. So, I guess I'm just asking you to be open when you go, as you feels like so many of us are going through a rebirth, a massive change. This is a time where you can ask your guides to send the right people to help you to truly understand your gifts, to be able to shine your light in the way it's meant to be shone. And I get this period is intense, but why don't you try and be open to truly the universe helping you in a different sort of way? Look, I've still got lots of things I need to work on, but I feel so blessed with this podcast, with the impact that Sidra as a mentor and now as a guide has had on me, and the impact that Stacey's had on me, right? She was guided to me in whatever way. And it's really weird. I mean, she's visited the UK so often. In the very kitchen we're recording this podcast, as we channel the mentorship program that I talk about, this is where she recorded her book. So much has happened in the space once we open up ourselves to the guidance and the help and the support. I really do feel a lot of us have this martyr energy where we feel like we need to deal with everything ourselves, and we want to be there for everybody else. But are we really open for others to be there for us? So, Stace, as I talk to you and ask you about guides and mentors, what's your feeling on kind of how the universe has nudged you along in your journey and kind of how the universe has guided the right people onto your path?
I just think it's amazing the ripple effect that happens when one event then triggers another event, and I feel like all of this was somehow tied to Sidra, right? Like, there, how would we have met? How would we have embarked on this journey? Like, there were just so many divine things that happened. And I feel like my whole journey has kind of been like that. Like, even in the darkest of times, I feel like I've been guided through it. I have a client that I guided to the Akashic Records, and she opened my records today. And the energy that she picked up on was my grandfather. And I believe that my grandfather is absolutely one of my guides. And the way that she described him to a T, he was a very gentle, loving man. And as a little girl, he would take me and my sisters out into the yard of his house, like this beautiful, like wooded area. And he would have us pick up sticks and like clean up the yard. And he would pay us a penny for every stick that we picked up. And my client, in opening my records, picked up on the pennies and this connection that I had with my grandfather. And so I feel like today, how divine that I would be allowed the opportunity to connect with my grandfather, one of my guides, through the Akashic Records. So I guess I just look at all of this, and I believe that we have guides in various forms. And the beauty of it is we can connect with them in a variety of ways, right? They give us signs, they give us validation, but it also deepens my connection with the records and my love for the records, because it's been another way through the Akashic Records to connect with my guides. And today I felt the power of that again, right? Just further validation that I'm being watched over and cared for. And it's another sign that all of my needs are being met. Even when I don't understand what's next, I am being guided. I mean, we had no idea when I got on this podcast with you at episode 17 that we would have this many episodes under our belt together, every week releasing an episode. We had no idea when we met on Clubhouse that we were being guided to something bigger. You know, I think for both of us, it was like when we got on Clubhouse, it was something interesting, right? And we were kind of passing the time, but we didn't know what it was going to lead to. And there's this ripple effect. And I just feel like all of it has been guided by Sidra, by my grandfather, by those that have passed before us, those that are in the spirit realm, just laying out a pathway for us that might look different than what we expected, but is so divinely timed that we would get the opportunity to do what we're doing because of them is just a really powerful, blessing. It's a really powerful blessing.
It's interesting in terms of if we all considered the last few years and kind of everything that's happened, the relationships we've lost, the relationships we've gained, also the things that have happened to us, I really hope we really start to realize that embracing the next moment, it really is kind of the only way, because do we really have control? I just think about everything Stacey just said. When Sidra left this realm, I had no idea what was coming next. I just knew that in some way I had to show up, and I felt a responsibility to, in some way, continue what she was creating. And somehow I got the strength to really kind of keep showing up with the podcast and with social media and everything else. And it is interesting, right? Over time, I've realized actually it's not about me continuing with Sidra's journey. It's about me continuing with my journey. Of course, I'm going to honor her. Of course, a lot of what I do is based on her teachings. But I'm also realizing that I have to embrace the things that are happening around me. I can't. The more I feel like I've got control, and the more I try and control the longer term, the less control I really have. And I remember the phrase, I tell God my plans and he laughs. I do really think that's what's happening right now. I do feel it's a time when, whatever plans we have, I feel like the universe has totally different plans for us. And, perceptibly, what if they're so much bigger than we could ever dream of? And I do feel, if I, when Sidra left this realm, if I decided to, kind of just be wrapped up in the fact, oh my God, Sidra's not here, how am I going to survive? And I realized through the journey that I was not taking responsibility. I was almost waiting for Sidra to show up, and then I'd be showing up behind her. I'd be kind of, her trump card or whatever you want to call it. So, but I was relying on her. When she left this realm, I had to step up. So my question to all you listen is to everyone that's listening is, are you stepping up? Or are you waiting for somebody else to push you to do it? I mean, it's so interesting with Sidra. She used to talk all the time about not being here. And I would just used to like laugh and just think of Sidra being Sidra. But I do believe she was training me. I do believe the universe was training me. So, and the reason I'm sharing this is I want to ask you, the listeners, what have you been training for? What have you been going through in the last few years that the universe has been preparing you for something else? Because what if you are open to a different way of being? I look at the people that we're mentoring, and I know that we mentor mentors. I know that all of us have is in some way a mentor to others. And as we shine our light, we give others this permission to do the same. And it's that we have a responsibility to shine our light the best way that we can, and we set an example for others. And that doesn't mean that we can force people down a certain path. It means we set our own example. And if that inspires somebody else, great. If it doesn't, okay, that's not. But I really do think about the ripple effect that we have. As you help yourself and as you guide others, that in turn helps the people that you're guiding, that in turn helps the people that are around them, and it starts to have a ripple effect. And, again, I think about the relationship of some of the people we're mentoring, and they truly are mentors. So they're going to impact other people. And I really feel with recording this podcast, if you're listening to this podcast, I'd love to challenge you and ask you, are you a mentor? And maybe you don't feel like it. Maybe you feel like, you know what, that's someone else's role. I've got so much stuff going on that, I'm not ready for that yet, because I've got to get all this stuff done. I've got to once I've healed from this, then maybe. Let me here say tell you that we're always going to be healing. We're always going to be going through something. And it's that it's just I think about the call that we just had with one of our mentees, and I realize everything's a co-creation. Because as we're helping others, we're truly helping ourselves too. And I'm just like, that's it for a second. It's like, what if you're here to shine the light in the best way that you can, but also as you shine your light, you help others. And it doesn't have to be a formal relationship where you mentor people and, you have a program like we do. But think about, take time out to think about all the people you've helped, all the people you've guided, and the impact you've had on them. And think about the ripple effect that has on others. Think about the people that have helped you, that have mentored you in some kind of way. And how has that impacted you and impacted the people around you? The reason I'm saying this is you are a light worker, if that's what you want to call it. You are a mentor. You are here to shine your light. And as you shine your light, you are here to make a difference on the planet. You're here because your soul chose to be here. And you're here because You're needed, you're wanted. So I'm really hoping this conversation inspires you to realize that you have a light inside you that needs to be shone. And also, it's good to ask for help. It's good to ask the universe to send the right people to you. You know, the universe sent me Stace, Sidra. I've been blessed in so many ways, but I have also had to step up and do the work, and I'm still doing the work. There's still lots I need to get done. And it's kind of always a work in progress. So, I mean, Stace, how do you feel about your journey in terms of how much you've been pushed, how much you've been supported by the universe? And, you know, kind of what I've said about everyone, you know, the ripple effect of the work that we do and how it's, you know, for our listeners.
I feel like exactly what I needed would happen at the time that I needed it. It might have looked different than what I expected it to, but I feel like the people that I needed to lift me up, to inspire me, to guide me, to assist me, always showed up at the time that I needed them. And I think oftentimes we get caught up in what we think life is supposed to look like instead of embracing whatever it is ultimately meant to be. And I recognize that through every experience I've been through, though it might not have turned out the way I expected it to, there was always somebody there along the pathway to help me in whatever way I needed. And I feel like the mentors in my life, the guides in my life, have been like divinely placed to assist me on the journey in exactly the moment that I needed them. I had no idea that I would be on a podcast. I had no idea that I would be mentoring people from around the world. I had no idea that I would sit in this very kitchen and channel a mentorship program with you that would help people globally. And yet here we are. And I know with everything in me that every one of those things was divinely guided. I do sometimes get nervous about what's next. And yet nothing about my life looks anything like what I thought it would. So why analyze it, you know? I feel like the more we lean into those guidance moments, those moments where we're being held, the more that we can open up to things being even more amazing than maybe what we even expected them to be. And it's hard to embrace the unknown because we're creatures of habit, and that can be really hard, but the unknown has led me to such a beautiful place. And a space doing work that I know is making a significant impact for people. And I believe the greatest thing we can do to honor the mentors in our lives is to integrate the lessons that they impart through their wisdom and use them in our own life and apply them and turn around and help other people do the same.
Wow, wise words. And it really is about focusing on integrating what you've been through and also being grateful, because we all have things going on, right? We could all be focused on the things that are not working. I mean, I could have quite easily, when Sidra left this realm, let it consume me. And honestly, Sidra had thousands of followers, and I saw some of the people closest to her really struggle with it. And I get it, because for so many of us, we were in some way relying on Sidra, right? We thought she was the one that's going to be guiding us through it. And it's just, life does throw you a curveball. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond to what happens to you. And Stacey's so right. I had no clue as to when I started this podcast, I had no clue and I procrastinated too, right? I was like, do I have the right equipment? Do I have the right software? Do I have right this and right that? And, took a friend at the time who I was working with to kind of say, just start. Once you start, who knows? So again, I want to encourage all the listeners, what can you start today? What are you being nudged to do? Maybe it's to start a podcast. Actually, I was having a DM exchange with somebody today who's we've done some readings for, asking me what I did to start the podcast. And it wasn't a complicated process, but it was a leap of faith. And this, it really does feel like, and I keep talking about it, but it really does feel like a period where we have to take a leap of faith. We don't know what the future holds. I don't know what the future holds. I mean, I gave up a really good corporate role a couple of months ago to embrace this healing journey in terms of whatever we're trying to create, whatever I'm trying to create. I don't know what that looks like longer term, but I do. There's a knownness in me that I'm on the right path. And if we trust and listen to those messages and embrace them, then we take that first step. And it doesn't mean you're not going to fall along the way, but if we're open to it, I really do believe the universe will send us a community to help. And again, I mean, this episode, when I think about it, is talking about guides and mentoring, and but it's also talking about trusting in your journey and realizing that you are being guided. And it may not feel like it, and we really are moving from a phase of I think to I feel. We're really being pushed, I feel, that to focus on what's happening in our heart and our soul rather than what's in our head. And that's kind of a new paradigm shift, right? Whereas in olden times, it was always about make decisions with your head, don't make it with your heart, because that's all based on emotion. I really do feel that we are being pushed as, whatever the planet's going through, to really sit with ourselves and sit with more of our heart and more of a soul-led space. Because it feels like the whole planet is going through a lot. It feels like we're all being pushed to truly upgrade, focus on why we're here, what does that look like, and be open to a community. And that community, again, looks very different, like than maybe we might have done a few years ago. That community looks like a combination of human guides and mentors and friends, but also a connection to the other side, the other realm, and really connecting to our guides. And I get it. This is a period where, for a lot of us, we don't have the same number of friends that we used to have. Our community's gotten much smaller. It certainly has for me. And it's really interesting. It's that at a time when, there's so much change going on, you'd think that, the community around us would grow. And I do feel it will. But I also feel right now, if that's what you're going through, that your friend circle is getting smaller. As you go through this upgrading, you truly connect to who you are. The universe will help you to find the right people. And I always like the phrase that, God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it, clears our path of the people that don't serve us, because he, she can hear the conversations that have been had when we're not there. So if your path has been cleared, maybe the universe is creating space in your world for the right people to come along. And again, if this podcast has helped you with that, if it has kind of opened you up to a different way of being, then I love that. It's just it really is an interesting time. It's a time where I would just encourage everyone to stay the course, to, and I know this triggers people sometimes when I say it, but realize that the universe is for you. And I get that. Look, sometimes when challenging things happen, you sometimes wonder, well, hold on, if the universe is for me, why would it make me go through all of this stuff? Why would it cause so much pain? And I don't know the answer to that question. All I can say from my perspective is you agreed as a soul to go through certain things in this lifetime. And the way I look at it is we're students. So it means that whenever I go through something, I try and get curious about it and really ask, okay, what is this here to teach me? How have I expanded? And maybe a good question to ask you as a listener is, what's the biggest and the most painful thing you've gone through in your life? And what has it taught you? What are you using in today's world on a day-to-day basis that you learned because of a painful experience? If I again, if I think about losing dad 29 years ago, mom left this realm, like 12, 13 years ago, and then, Cedra 4 years ago, and it's just that there has been times where I've wondered, well, hold on a second, why have I lost all these people that were so close to me that could have guided me on my spiritual journey? And I kind of realized part of it is also that I needed to step up. I needed to step up and become the mentor, become the guide that I'm supposed to be. And it's easy to say that from an ego perspective, but it's more being humble around it that we're all meant to do something on this planet. And, if you're listening to this and thinking, well, not me, everyone else has a role to play, but I'm not sure what mine is. Because we spend a lot of time thinking, what's my purpose? What's my destiny? What's my purpose? What if we have multiple purposes, multiple destinies, and what we should focus on is what are we doing next? What can we do today to lift our soul? What can we do today to truly embrace who we are and trust in whatever's coming? Because I'd love a roadmap of what's coming in the next few years. And Stace, I'm sure you would too, right? Wouldn't it be nice to get that view of, you take this step and, but none of us have that, right? None of us have a roadmap. But I do trust in my journey because I know that if I do the work, if I meet the universe halfway, the universe will meet me the other half. And that's my encouragement to all our listeners is truly embrace having a strong self-care routine to meet the universe halfway. Because when you do that, maybe you allow the universe to show off. And the other thing I'd recommend is manage your expectations. If you expect things to happen a certain way and it doesn't happen, you get frustrated. But what if what's happening around you is even so much more magical? But because your expectations weren't met, you miss it. I really do feel that we're entering into a different phase energetically. It has been super intense for the last 3 or 4 years, and we've gone through so much. And it feels like the whole planet is going through the same thing. And, I look back now, and honestly, at the time when I was starting the podcast, when I met Stacey and all the rest of it, there's been some really dark moments. There have been some really times when I haven't felt supported. There's been times where I've really risked, really doubted my journey. And I still do at times, because we're all human. But the more that we can embrace that we are needed and we are wanted, and we start to ask all those questions that, what I'm here to do, but in what way does that look like? How can I serve? Really embracing our guides, embracing our gifts. Then what if you start a different part of your journey you can truly, truly embrace? Sidra came to me at a time where I was looking for guidance, but I was asking for it. So again, if you could just be open to the right people coming into your life, the right guides, the right spiritual entities, then what if you get that push, that nudge? Sidra was used to say, "Who's ever energy's highest wins." And I know there's some people worry about, what if I'm being attacked spiritually and all the rest of it. Maybe we do a different episode on that. But if you again have a strong self-care routine, keep your energy high, I really believe that you'll meet and you'll get the support from the universe if you're open to magic. Stace, I know I've kind of gone off on a tangent here. I mean, I do really feel blessed that you're here. I feel, energetically that the universe is guiding me, pushing me. And it's interesting. It's like, Sidra leaving this realm, in theory, should I be mourning her? Should I be upset? Of course, I miss her. But in so many ways, in some ways, it just makes me realize that I've got to embrace this journey. And if we can help others to embrace the journey, then I'm doing exactly what I'm here to do. And again, I would really encourage those listening. If we can help and we can support you, if anything we've said kind of helps you along the way, then please reach out. And Stace, I've been talking a lot. How do you feel about everything I've said? Anything you want to add?
I just think that it shows the power impact that someone can have on your life, that Sidra brought so much into your life while she was here humanly, and has brought even more into your life as she has guided you from the other side. And I believe that it just shows the power of our soul connections and the ability for a soul to impact us no matter which realm they're in, and how that has a ripple effect on all the relationships and the trajectory of our lives. So I feel super blessed to be a part of all of this experience and the impact that Sidra's had. And I'm excited to see what else she has in store, because I believe that she continues to guide us on the path, and I know she's not done with us yet.
Love it. I'm sure she's not done with us yet. And, even recently I did a soul spa event in Vancouver, and that was with Sidra's sister. So I definitely can tell you that Sidra still is influencing us. And again, let me ask all the listeners to consider who's influencing you on the other side. Have you connected with your guides? Is it a loved one? Why don't you just be open to whatever comes over the next few days? Maybe listening to this episode will spark something to help you connect to the energies and the vibration around you. Stacey, you know what I'm going to ask you as we close out this episode? I always ask you for some journal prompts to allow our listeners to go deep.
So I would just take a few moments to think about who has had an impact on your life and how they've had an impact on your life. And then if you have experienced the loss of someone in this life, do you see signs around you that that soul is guiding you? That's where I would start.
Love it. I love it. And again, like I was saying earlier, just if you could just close your eyes and just feel the energy and the vibration around you, what do you feel? If you could do that a few times a day, allow that your connection around you to nurture, see what happens. And actually, Stace, we have a promo on right now, and maybe we can help people guide in that promo to truly connect to the energies around us. Why don't you tell people what our current promotion is?
So you can receive a reading or a coaching session for 30 minutes with me, Nimesh, or the two of us together for $33, and this offer is good until the end of March.
Love it. I love it. And we love what we do. Akashic record reading is even deeper. So if you want to do that, then reach out. It's all available on our website. All the details are on a website if you want to book, etc. I do include the links to book that promo in the show notes. So the promotion is available for another week. So it's available to the end of March. So do take us up on that opportunity. And as part of the process, maybe we can help you connect to the energies and the guides and the vibrations around you. If anything, I was talking about the mentorship program. If you're looking for a mentor, I'll always talk about really a mentorship is a soul contract. So if at some point, at some level, you feel what we talk about and our words kind of touching you at a soul level, at a heart level, then maybe you should reach out and book a free discovery call. We could take you through the mentorship program. Like I said, it is really a soul contract. So if we touch you at some point at a heart or a soul level, then maybe reach out. I guess I want to close by saying thank you to Sidra. She's been such a big impact on my life. I can feel her around me all the time. If this podcast in some way has impacted you, then Sidra in some way has been in your energy and your vibration too. I mean, some of the mentorship clients I have, they all tell me that they feel Sidra's energy around them. So, be open to feeling the magic around you. It really is around you if you're open to it. Thank you for listening to us. I really do feel blessed. Stace, thank you for visiting and sharing this space with me. I'm sending you all so much love and light and really wishing you an expansive journey. And if we can help, reach out. Thank you. Bye for now.